Yom Tovim coming up, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot. On Sukkot, there's a chiyuv, says the Pashtu A. Says in Pashtu A, the Samachta b'chagecho, they should be b'simcha on Sukkot. The dinamar, the simon tovku chavtes, they have chiyuv bos of yayin for men, begodim for women, and a goyzim for kids. So that's for Sukkot. We know Shavuos. The Torah says also in Pashtu Rei v'Simachto. We didn't know Pesach. Pesach does not say anything of being b'Simcha. So how do you know there's a chiyuv Simcha on Pesach? So Tosfos in Chagiga and Daf Ches says there's a hekesh from Shavuos. By the Pashtu Shavuos it says there's a chatigi ever the Yisri from Mitzrayim. We were in Eved in Mitzrayim. We're a hekesh from Shavuos to Pesach. Just like the Simcha on Shavuos, we're doing the Simcha on Pesach. That's Tosfos Shito. However, Roy Bishon learned a different mahalach. It says by Sukkot, v'samachtu v'chagecho ata vincho v'techo, you should be happy, you, your sons, your daughters. It says b'chagecho. Why does the Torah say b'chagecho? Say v'samachtu ata vincho v'techo. The word b'chagecho is extra. Come tell you anything that is a chag, there's a chi of simcha. Therefore, the Torah calls Sai Sukkot a chag, a chag of Sukkot, Sai Shavuot a chag of Atzeres, and Sai Pesach, the Torah in A says chag of Matzis. Therefore, the chiyuv is samachta v'chagecho on Pesach also. Therefore, the nafka milah b'lechura Rosh Hashanah. Is Rosh Hashanah called a chag? If it's called a chag, the chag will be a chiyuv of the samachta v'chagecho with all its halachas. So, in the Gemara Be'yom, in the Nafka Zayin, the Gemara says, in the Zaynoitel, so Adam k'sibuloi Rosh Hashanah ad Rosh Hashanah. Person's mezaynus is set from Yom Adin, from Rosh Hashanah until Rosh Hashanah. Chutz, the four cases, mezaynus, Shabbos, Hetzolos Yontif, Hetzolos Bonav Lo Talmud Torah, Hetzolos Rosh Chodesh. Four different things as a person's mezaynus is everything a person's mezaynus is set except four things. The Prima Godes symbol is Tishrei. Everything is set from Tishrei except for Tishrei. The Tov is Torah, the Shin is Shabbos, Yud is Yontif, and the Resh is Rosh Chodesh. All things are set from Rosh Hashanah. So the Gemara, how do we know? A pasuk that we say in Tehillim that's in the Yom every Thursday. Tikkun b'chodesh shofar b'kesel yom chagenu. We blow the shofar on the chodesh by kesliyim chagenu. Is the chag shachodesh mischase boy? Have you imazer Rosh Chodesh? Which chag is the yontif covered by? That's Rosh Hashanah. Explains Rashi that all the yom tovim are now in the beginning of the month, either in the middle or in between the month. And if the only month that the levana is covered, the only yontif that's in the beginning of the month is Rosh Hashanah. Therefore, the pasuk when it says tikkun b'chodesh shofar by kesliyim chagenu, this chag, what chag we're talking about? We're talking about Rosh Hashanah. Because the Gemara goes on later, he chokh b'Yisrael u'mishpul l'kayakov. The chokh mezaynus is the mishpul l'kayakov. So we see from Rosh Hashanah, a person's mezaynus is set from Rosh Hashanah until Rosh Hashanah. So one thing we see in the pasuk again is that the pasuk is saying b'kesel yom chagenu, which chag we're talking about Rosh Hashanah, and the pasuk in Tehillim calls it a chag. The Torah, the pasuk in Tehillim is saying Rosh Hashanah is a chag. So one thing first of all, that Moshe brings down, the bush brings down, that's a minute where I blow the shofar the whole month. Because the pasuk starts off, Tikkun b'chodesh shofar, the chodesh blow shofar, that's what we blow every day. Void is called a chag. Therefore, the chiyuv cheshbon should be that Rosh Hashanah is a chiyuv v'samachta b'chagecha, chiyuv bas v'yayin, chiyuv b'god, chiyuv v'goyzim. Just like any other yontif, the chiyuv bas v'yayin, who didn't should be in Rosh Hashanah, the same chiyuv. There is a lavosh in the Siman Tovkuf Pei, the taina is that this pasuk is only divrei kabbalah, and divrei kabbalah lo yalfinon, and therefore b'atzim it's a smachta, you cannot learn out from it. However, there's machlokes ge'onim. If a person has a mitzvah to fast in Rosh Hashanah, or the asa to him to fast, he's a chiyuv to eat. The Kol Boy brings out Rishonim and says it's a mitzvah to fast. However, the Rishonim, what all of them say is there's a mitzvah to eat. And the Makoris are to become Makoris, but the Ran, the end of Rosh Hashanah, the Mordechai, they say from this pasuk, the pasuk says, the Yom Chageinu, Baket the Yom Chageinu, Rosh Hashanah is a chag, there's a chiyuv to machta b'chagecho. So the Rishonim say clearly, there's a chiyuv to machta b'chagecho on Rosh Hashanah, and that's why it's also to fast in Rosh Hashanah. Says the Mechaber in Siman Tovkuf Selek Zayin, Oichlim v'shoisim usmeichim, eat, drink, be happy, ve'ein mis'anim v'Rosh Hashanah. And you cannot fast v'Rosh Hashanah. Like the Rosh Hashanah, the whole that you cannot fast, why chiyuv of being happy? Says the Mishabura, where's the Mekor? What's the loimer? Afshu yom hadin, v'kol mokoy mitzvah shel v'samachtu b'chagecha, shayach gam boi, shu gam hu b'chalcha, k'ksiv tuku b'chodesh shofar b'kesel yom chagenu. Mishabura goes the Malach of Rabbi Shoinu and Paiskim, that Rosh Hashanah is mamash a chiv of a semachta b'chagecha. In the Shartian, he says, who is the Makar of the Paiskim? Who's the Paiskim? The Goyim, the Bach, the Prim Godim. the Aruch HaShulchan, Kav HaChaim, they all say the Chiv Mamash of V'Semachta B'Chagecha on Rosh Hashanah. On this year, when it comes out, Rosh Hashanah comes out on Shabbos and then Sunday. So much of Shabbos, do we say V'Toydienu or not? All Yom Tovim we say V'Toydienu, on Rosh Hashanah do we say V'Toydienu? So the Rav Yoh and Rav Avraham says, even though in V'Toydienu it says Chagigas Regel, and Rosh Hashanah is Lechag V'Regel, Rosh Hashanah is not a Chag, not a Regel, still we say it, because that's a set Nusuch. L'moshul, he says, by after Yontif, we say Ben Yom HaShvili Sheshish Me'amasa, even though it's not between Yom HaShvili and the other 6 days of the week. That's a set Nusuch. So with the Mishavu, when he brings down this halacha and Tavkav Sadek Tes, that we do say V'Toydienu, and everyone does say V'Toydienu, he says, even though it's not called a regal, he doesn't say it's not called a chag. Regal is shitosa, because he holds Rosh Hashanah is a machav v'ageth. It is a chag. He says it's not called a regal. However, the problem is the goyin. The goyin in Tavkuf Tzadik Zayin says, he have a chiv oichlum v'shmeichim on Rosh Hashanah, why? V'samachta v'chagecha. Yet, v'toydienu, he says, even though it's not a chag, it's not a regal, still we say it. Same as Stephen the Kavachayim and others, they say the same lush, not a chag. Yet, the two sifim earlier, they call it, it is a chag. So, who to answer? That's him in every chag, the two in Yonim, the two halachas. One halacha is Samach of Chagecha, and there's one halacha, the word Chagigas the Regal means the carbon, the chag of the Regal, the carbon of the Regal, Shalmi Simcha. Chagiga on the Regal, which means the carbon, the Shalmi Simcha. Therefore, Rosh Hashanah, else the Samach of Chagecha, the chag, it is a chag of Simcha. Al carbon is only for the oil of the Golem. Oil of the Golem is only Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot. However, Avada is not a chag for the carbon. And therefore, as chagigas regal v'toydienu, that's good kasha lechag leregal. However, on as v'semach v'agecha, avada is a chiyav simcha. That's pshat going b'chura. So l'chura again, one afkmina is baser. Is a chiyav baser not a roshono? So l'chura as v'semach v'agecha, just like in all of the yom tovim tovkul chavtes, the minute the olim is machmer and all every day on sukkis to have baser. L'chura on shmuas, l'chura on roshono, l'chura you should have baser. I even can tell me that the archolkim, is a lochol. And there is even a Magid Meshorim. The Magid Meshorim says in Parshat Tzovim that the Vada you don't eat pasuk, you don't drink wine. And the Ayat says the pasuk Nechemya that the Mishbura brings down Lechu Ichlu Mashmanim Ushesum Amtakim. Mishbura says that Nechemya told them in Paraches they should go eat Mashmanim fats and go eat Mamtakim sweets. Says the Magid Meshorim is a Beis Yosef. He writes, what's Mashmanim? It means Shemen or Cholov. Or it means butter, milk, or oil. But that does not mean to eat basar. That's in Shito. So, Allah first of all is against the Pashas of Mishnah. There's a Mishnah in the Chulun Daf Gimel. The Mishnah says, Abba Prokham Hashana, four times during the year, when you buy basar, so the halacha is, when you buy from a sheikhet, an animal, the sheikhet has to tell you if you sold the mother that day or the daughter that day. Because it is said to Shechita, Oisiv Espanai, to do Shechita, sign the mother and sign the daughter. So on four times during the year, if you sell a behemoth to a person, you have to tell them if you sold the mother or the daughter. One's the four times, says the Mishnah. So one of them is before the last day of Sukkot, one's Erev Atzeres, one is before the first day of Pesach, one is Erev Hashanah. The Mishnah says clearly, Erev Hashanah, you sell a behemoth to a person, you have to tell them if you sell the mother or the son, the mother or the daughter. So we see clearly in the Mishnah that you eat basar on mamash eat basar on Rosh Hashanah. So l'chura the Magid Meshorim Beis Yosef says if we don't eat basar, you only mashmana means only cholov l'chura is fakat for Mishnah. So Eli Shalomi in the Askoma in the Magid Meshorim he brings down from Chaim Voloshin that he says that Enichlami quotes this what the Magid Meshorim Beis Yosef says in Tzavim and says that that second he forgot the Mishnah. Enichlami is against the Mishnah. And this is the Mishnah says Chiyuv Basar, the Magid says not that way. The Beis Yosef says not that way. It's a toy, it's a mistake. It's a chiddush because the problem is Magavam does bring down Halacha, the Be'er Heitiv also. However, fine, L'chu again, we have Sai us with Samach v'Hagecha Yerechiv Di Basar, and Sai the Pashas of the Pasuk, L'chu Ichlu Mashmanim means to eat Mamash Basar. The Shulchan Aruch Rav, who holds, like the Poshim, there is no Chiyuv Simcha on Rosh Hashanah. He writes clearly in Tavkuf Chavtes, there is no chiv, it's machmer v'chagecha on Rosh Hashanah. However, he writes, basar there is. Why l'chu ichlu mashmanim? He says, the vada basar there is. Sain the chiv simcha not, the vada is the chiv basar. Either is the chiv basar also for samachta v'chagecha, or the chiv basar also for nechemer, l'chu ichlu mashmanim. Say also the Yaivis, the Chachmazot, the Mat Ephraim, all say the Chiyah Basar, the Chutzpam, the Simachta Bechagecha, out the Pasuk Nechemia, the Mishabur brings down, the Chu Ichlu Mashmanim, go eat fats. Fats mean Pashas Basar, the Kara meat. Fine, that's one nachmino. Another nachmino, again, is l'chur to buy merchem in the future, and again, everyone buys something for your wife for the Yom Tovim. The sukkah is based on shulis, you have to buy something. What about Rosh Hashanah? So l'chur, according to Mishabur that says, it's v'samachta v'chagecha, l'chur, you have to buy something for your wife. So I went to Baron David, in Yeshiva, he's the head of the Chassanim, and I asked him, you have to buy something for your wife. So he told me, he personally went to Bliashev. He went to Bliashev and asked him the Shailah, do you have to buy something for your wife? So Bliashev told him, no, you don't have to. Why? It's not a chag, it's a moed. Not ad kan l'shona, it's not a chag, but it's a moed. So, first of all, David said he doesn't understand. L'chud mishabuot, that's vaket. L'chud is arguing the mishabuot. You can go like the Shulchan of Rav, or other places can hold, is no chiv, chag. But what does he mean? L'chud, what does he mean? The, why not? What does it mean? It's not a chag, but it's a moed. So Baron David told, when he told me this, he told me you should not be mefarish in this halacha that Rabbi Yashiv said, don't buy your wife something for Rosh Hashanah. Why? Because what better schus do you have to walk into Yom HaDin than making your wife happy? What better schus? Avadan, he says, he himself, he buys his wife something, and everyone should go buy the wife something. The sayas was to machmur yachi, he might have a chiv, but even no chiv, what better schus do Yom HaDin to make your wife happy? But the maestro, what's pshan Rabbi Yashiv? Who is very shver Rabbi Yashiv? The maestro, it's not a chag, but it's a moed. So in Simon Tovresh Samaches, the Chur Pshat in him is, in Simon Tovresh Samaches it says by Shmini Atzeres that what's the Nusach in Davening? The Mechaba says, you say Yom Shmini Chag Atzeres Hazeh. You say the word Chag by Shmini Atzeres. The Amos says, She'ein Oimim Chag B'Shmini, why? The Loim Atzinim B'Shum Mokum Shnikur Chag. By Shmini Atzeres, we do not say the word Chag, because we do not find any place that Shmini Atzeres is called a Chag. Malacha is known from the Nosach and Davening, the Mishmur Paskins, the Avada, we do say the word Chag. We do say it is a Chag. But the Maestro, what's Pshat Ramah? How can Ramah say it's not a Chag? We see common occurs it is a Chag. So Kiv Eger and Simon Tovar is Amachet, he says, Ayin Vidak, you know, Sheya Perg, Beis Pasuk Gimel. Ayin Shom, that brings down going, the Sadia going. The Pasuk in Sheya Perg, Beis says, Mishbati kol Mesaiso, Chaga, Chadosha, V'chol Moedo. If you don't do Tshuva, Chayiso, and you end up doing a virus, I'll destroy all your simchas, all your happiness, which is your chag, your chadosha, and your moedo. Chadosha is Rosh Chodesh. What's chaga? What's moedo? What's the difference between chag? What is moed? So, brings down the redak from the Sadi going, that a chag is the Gimel Golem, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos. What's moedo? Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Shmini Atzeres. So therefore, that's what Kivega is telling you too. He's telling you over there that Shmini Atzeres and Echnami is not a chag, it's a moed. It's from Sadi going already. Look over there, the Malbim says the same thing, the Mitzvah Stavit says the same thing, Chag means Gimel Moedim, Gimel Golem, and Moed means Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Shmini Atzeres. So look over there, Rosh Hashanah, look over, this is the Makar Mamash for Rabbi Yashiv, it says it's not a Chag, but it's a Moed. It's a Pasuk in Hosea, it's a Sadi going, that what Chogah means again, the Gimel Golem, Pesach Shavuos and Sukkot, Mashenkein, the word Moed means Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Shmini Atzeres. I, the Meister, it says in Tehillim, the word of Bakes of Yom Chagenu, we say in the Yom every day, and we see Rosh Hashanah is a Chag. Again, it's before Shigamara, in the Beit, after Zayin, Rosh Hashanah Havches, after Lamed Daled, Moris and Hedrin, they all say before that Rosh Hashanah is a Chag. So Netziv and Shilta Ches, Oisiyot, or Shilta Tezvav Oisiyot, he based himself on the Sugya in the Dorm, Daf Memtes and Daf Memhei, very strange. But he says that any time in Davening, or in Ksuvim, any time that something's written, is Loshem Bnei Adam. Ksuvim is Loshem Bnei Adam. Tefillah is Loshem Bnei Adam. People, we call Rosh Hashanah Chag, but it's not a Chag. Dovid HaMelech call it a Chag, but it's not. And that's what he said, explain Pshat, the Gemara Dom, the Afim Tess, Ayin, the Gemara Malach, Rekefim, Ayin Shom, I don't know. But he says, anything that's said in Ksuvim is Loshem Bnei Adam, he can't be derived from it. What? Shmini Atzeres and a Chag. Yeah, in a family, it could be from other Makaris, we had why it's a Chag, but from Tanachnat. It might be the Gemara in Sukkah that calls it a Chag. It's a Chag with Nat, or a Chag with Nat, or other Makaris. Therefore, again, so what Pshana has said the word Chag in the Tehillim, it's the Dafka Loshin B'nei Otam, and when Al Shmini Otam. I'm sorry, and Chag, when it says, V'smach V'gechla, Dafka Loshin Torah. He got it ends off and says, "Bizman is there, no one calls Rosh Hashanah Chag. We don't say Chag Sameach. If we walk in the street, I think they don't say Chag Sameach. We do say there is Loshem Bizman is there." This marshal is the new morales that came out on the Hartman morales, the blue ones. So when it came out on Hanukkah, so the original print he wrote on their cover, Chag Hanukkah. Chag Hanukkah. You can't get that now, this print. And he gave it to Chaim Kineski. Chaim Kineski says, "Why do you say Chag Hanukkah? There's no makor for the word Chag by Hanukkah." So afterwards he sold out that week, and then in Echanami he sold it without the word Chag. But see, people do say the word Chag, even though it's not Chag. Marshal Chanukah, no one will tell you Chanukah is a Chag, no one will tell you the Chiv is a Nachum Gechav Etzim, also Yom Tov, even one of that's not true. So within Rosh Hashanah, it says in the Tziv, even though the Dovah Melech calls it Chag, Avada is not Chag, it's only Loshim Neyodom. Inami, another terrorist can say how Dovah Melech called it, the Sadigoin, the Goyt of the Sadigoin, as saying in Tet says, if it's a Machav Agecha, that is something that's Mephorish Bekra. And this is not Mephorish Bekra, it's only in Tehillim. But Echshia, we have the Tziv, the Tziv writes also, he says, that's Kol HaPoiskim, that the Rosh Hashanah is not a Chag, Kol HaPoiskim. Kol HaPoiskim is Tzorachim, but that's not true. Mishmuel certainly argues, and Lav Nitz Kim Shulchan Aruch argue. But again, we have Sayyid Shulam, Sayyid of Yashiv says Rosh Hashanah is not a Chag, Sayyid Shulchan Aruch Rav, Sayyid and Tziv, they all say clearly that Rosh Hashanah is not a Chag. So, L'chur, to answer, you can answer L'chur, the problem over here. Mishbura, the Nasikelim Shulchan Aruch, Pasha is learning that Rosh Hashanah is a Chag, and the Nasikelim in Hosea is learning that Rosh Hashanah is not a Chag. They're calling it Dafka Moed. So maybe we can answer and say, the Ik is like the Mishavu, and say it's not a stereo. Like I said before, and again, every Chag, there are two things. There's Chag of Kabbalis, and there's Chag of the Shalmei Simcha, and there's a Chag of Simcha itself. There's a Shalmei Simcha, the Korban, and then the Simcha. So when it says in Hosea that there's in of Simcha, there's a Moed, and there's a Chag, so look at the Malbim very clearly explains, out the Korban, there's only three times there are Kabbalis. That's Sukkot, Pesach, and Shavuot. And therefore, Rosh Hashanah is not nichel in chag over there, because it's not a korban. Therefore, it's called a moyed. However, al b'samach v'chagach, it can be called a chag. Therefore, it won't be a stero. That's Rosh Hashanah is a chag. For what? For simcha, for b'samach v'chagach. It's not a chag for kaponis. Therefore, it's called moyed. Oh, very good kasha. So look in the Rina Sitchok over there, yes, it's a kasha. I ain't sure my answers. It's a good kasha. Well, this is a kasha. But look at the Malbim and others explain, they say very clearly that the Pesham Hashem, we're talking about Kabbonis over there, we're not talking about Simcha. Alt Kabbonis, Rosh Hashanah and Kippur don't have a Korban, it's not called Chag Alt Korban. But also, again, Rosh Hashanah is, but Alt Simcha in Echnami, that's Besmach Mergecha, that's Pesham in Kesnayim Chagenu. Ech Shiel, Meis Lalocha, again, with Chum, we have the Rashiv, the Tziv, the Shulchan Aruch Rav, who all seem to say that there's no Chiv Chag. The Nochi v'smach v'chagecha on Rosh Hashanah, again, but the Nisi Kem l'chua and Mishnah Brua says, is v'smach v'chagecha. L'chua, therefore, a person should have a chiv simcha on Rosh Hashanah. And Pashas, again, you should buy your wife something. There's a Rambam in Chanukah Parag Gimel, it says, the reason why I don't say halal on Rosh Hashanah, it's lo yimei simcha yiseyo. It's not yimei simcha yiseyo, medayak v'forshim, it is yimei simcha. The Rambam holds the Vadi Rosh Hashanah is simcha. Simcha yiseyo or not? L'chua, that's Pshan, the Machab, when he says, after oichlum b'shoyis m'smechim, eat, drink, and be happy. If you aim at Adam, you don't fast. Emnon lo yeichlu kol savam, lemani lo yikolu roshem tia yes Hashem al paneim. Even though you eat and be happy, however, don't fill yourself up, don't bring yourself to kalas roish, and you should have yes Hashem in front of you. There is yimei simcha. Yimei simcha again, whatever simcha v'chagecha is. However, simcha yisera, that not. V'shtumach was a tiny simcha yisera means if there's no boss of a yayin. I don't know why he says that. Of course, another way. Again, the Pasuk says clearly, l'chu ichlu shmanim, means boster. But again, the chura, the is yimei simcha, not yimei simcha yisayuch. Again, we have two nachmanis. One out boster, the chura yadav ti boster, yidav smach magecho, out the boster mechemio, lechu ichlu mashmanim. Or you have a chiv to buy begotten to your wife, either out the smach magecho, or out the schus of walking to your medin. Third nachmanino. I like get married to Rosh Hashanah. Like get married. So all yom tovim can get married, why? V'smach di b'chagecho, loy b'ishtecho, the Gemara says. You get v'smach in yontif, and not b'ishtecho. Can you get married on Rosh Hashanah? So the Tur Evan in Dan Ches, in Chagiga, he says, yes, the Kasha, why is it that a Yibum, that the Gemara says Yibum cannot get, a Yavim cannot get married on Rosh, on Yom Tif? Why Kavachoymer from Shabbos? Kavachoymer. In fact, the Tur Evan, the Shagas Ayah, why? The Maestav is Smach Magech, Vlei Mishtacha. A Yibum is a marriage. Marriage is the Chor's altar. So he answers on Rosh Hashanah. On Rosh Hashanah, there is no Chiyam Simcha, and therefore you can't get married. That's the Shita. So, Allah, firstly, all the Sakasha Shakas, I himself is Simon Kufbeis, he's the one, he brings Kamarai, he says, the Chiv is the Matha Baragecha on Rosh Hashanah. He's the one, the Shaitim brings down, heals, Mamash, real the Chiv, and Kamar Kamachorim is the Stira, no one has a terrorist to this Kasha. Who is Stira Shakas, sorry? Void, the Chuv is Goinim, the Goinim Mizr, Chumayr, the Tim Pei Aleph, the Goinim already, they have a Chuv, they like it, married to Rosh Hashanah, and they say, clearly not. Why is the Matha Baragecha? There's a Chiv Simcha on Rosh Hashanah. So, Erech Lami, Enoch and Achamin, they cannot get married on Rosh Hashanah, Al Tzvitz Mashu Mechagecho. A fourth Nachamino is Lechura, is by a Sudo. in the Suda, person washes, he eats, he benches. Let's say he forgot to say Yalav Yavoy. What do you do? He forgot to say Yalav Yavoy. So on all other Yom Tovim, if you forgot to say Yalav Yavoy, so since the Chi of Suda on Yom Tovim, so sign of the night, sign during the day, you forgot Yalav Yavoy, you're chayz, you go back and you have to bench all over again. What about the Rosh Hashanah? So again, the Rosh Hashanah, we mentioned beforehand that Machloikis is a mitzvah to fast or to eat. Mechava Paskins, that there's a mitzvah to eat, and you're not allowed to fast. Therefore, it says the Eli Rabbah and Simon Kuf Peiches, since the mitzvah to eat was a matzav Gechel, therefore, in Echnami, if you got Yalav Yovoy on Rosh Hashanah, you have to be chayzer, you have to go back. If you got Yalav Yovoy, you have to say the whole thing over again, the whole benching. The Mogad Avram, he over there brings down, no, it's not true, because even though we Paskin that a person has a chiv to eat on Rosh Hashanah, however, the Ramah in Tovkov Tzalek Zayin, in the end, he says, true that you have a chiv to eat. However, let's say a person has a fast on Rosh Hashanah. Let's say he had a Tanis Chaloyim and he wants to fast. So he's not allowed to fast. But let's say he does. So the halacha is, usually on Shabbos, if you fast on Shabbos, you have to make the Tanis Latanisei. A person that fasts on Shabbos, since he's not allowed to fast, and he fasted because he's a B'tzara Alfa's Chaloyim, therefore he has to do tshuva for fasting on Shabbos, because it's wrong what he did. He's not allowed to fast on Shabbos, it's wrong. However, on Rosh Hashanah, says Ramah, the ain't tzarech lemesiv tainis l'tanisei. You do not have to do a tainis l'tanisei. Why? Da yesh oimim d'mitzvah es anis b'Rosh Hashanah. Well, we say mechon the shittas are hold that it's a mitzvah to fast Rosh Hashanah. It's machloikis, and we hold you have to eat. But as doing a fast for your tainis, you fast your Rosh Hashanah, lemesiv tainis l'tanisei, that you do not have to do. Why? We say mechon the shittas are hold that you're allowed to fast Rosh Hashanah, and it's a mitzvah to fast Rosh Hashanah. Says the Mogad Avraham in Siman Kuf Peches, who are din on the Yalav Yavoy. Even though we have a chiyuv to eat, we hold you have to eat. But let's say you forgot to say Yalav Yavoy on benching Birchas Hamazon, since we are going to be samech on the Shita sometimes, according to the certain Ga'inim, you do not have to eat. There's a mitzvah not to eat. And Echnami won't be chayzer and won't go back and say Yalav Yavoy. Why? Because no chiyuv to eat according to these Ga'inim. So again, we have Machloik is according to the Eli Rabbah, Vadi go back. And according to the Mogad Avraham, we don't go back. Shabbat Tavad is a mitzvah you have to eat. And if you... Oh, we'll get back guys. That's very short, guys. But first on, this is on Rosh Hashanah itself. Mishabura and Simakot Peiches, how's he paskin? He brings down the Eli Rabbah, brings down the Mogad Avraham, doesn't paskin, leaves it as is. So what does that mean? So Vazayt Sabracha, Mendelbaum says it means, Savot Brachas Lachal. Basically, if you're not sure what to do, you won't go back. That will be the cloud. Savak brachas lagol. Sure, but still saying, even the Birchas Hamazon says savak brachas lagol. Yeah. Maybe mekayim yikar chiv of chal tevesavoter. Maybe as the loss of chachomim war mekayim. Right. Chol mashem peish tov chachomim. Right. It's a matzeya chachomim. Maybe not Yosin the Rabbanon, but maybe Yosin the Raiso. Maybe for this, the Chom say Yechlam and Yosin the Raiso. Kenzain. Yishlein. So, fine. So let's go with different cases by benching. Let's say first you say, you've got Yalav Yavoy, you say Uvene Yishlein, you say Baruch Atah. You did not say Hashem. So you did not say Hashem Avadi, go back. That's partial. You did not say Hashem, everyone agrees, you go back to Yalav Yavoy. Then you say Uvene Yishlein again. Let's say you say Baruch Atah Hashem, Boine Barachamot. And what do you do then? So then you say Boyle Brachmo Yishlaim Amen. And in the Siman Kuf Peiches it says, then you say Bracho. You say Bracho to Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Olam, Shnosin Yom Tovim La'amo Yisrael, Ez Yom Azikaron Azeh, Bracho to Hashem, Mekadosh Yisrael Yom Azikaron. Meshavua holds, you say in the beginning the Shem of Malchus, say the Chassim, you say the Hashem's name. You say from the beginning to the end, you say this Bracho before you start the Toiv HaMeitiv. That's what you do. That's his Shita. There's the Mogad Avraham says you don't say with the Chesimo. However, again, we go to the Shabur that says you do say Shem Hashem with the Chesimo. The Das Svadim, the Vezos HaBracha brings down, says you do not say the Shem Hashem by this Bracha. Say in the beginning, say at the end. He quotes the Kaf HaChaim, I couldn't find it. And he says, Eichlam, you don't say the Bracha in the beginning, the Shem Hashem in the beginning or at the end. And Tefilas Kol Peh in the Nusach Ashkenaz says the same thing, and I have no idea where they're coming from. They say also, you say the bracha without the Shem Hashem in the beginning or the end, or all the Ashkenazi place can either say, you say, everyone agrees saying the Shem Hashem in the beginning. What will be the Nachkamino? Let's say you say Baruch Ata Hashem. You do not say Baruch Barachamah. What do you do? Baruch Ata Hashem. Do you say Lam Deinu Chukecho? Don't say Lam Deinu Chukecho. So what's the klal? The klal is, something that you chayza for, or even more than that, Shaitin explains, something that you have to be moisiv a bracha, then you say lomdeinu chukecha. You have to say another bracha, you say lomdeinu chukecha. So therefore, in anything that you'll be chayza for, avad you say lomdeinu chukecha and go back. Over here, according to the Mishnah Berurah that we say, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Hashem Shnasi Yom Tov Lama Yisrael, you say Hashem a bracha. So according to the Mishnah Berurah, you say lomdeinu chukecha. According to the Sfaradim, or according to the Tefillah's Kol Peh, there is no bracha. You don't say Hashem's name, Sayin, the Psicha, Sayin, the Chsimo. In Echlami, you say Baruch Atah Hashem, you'd end off going to Baruch Atah Hashem, Omein, and say the bracha, could not say your bracha Levatala. That would be a nafkamino, what you would do when you say Baruch Atah Hashem. So, that again, so one case, say Baruch Atah Hashem, Yechoyzer. You say Baruch Atah, I'm sorry, Baruch Atah, Yechoyzer. Baruch Atah Hashem, you say Baruch Atah Hashem, Boi Nebrachim Ol, Kod Meshavu. You finish, you say Amen, and then you say Baruch Atah Hashem, Kod Meshavuim, Shnosu Yom Tov Lama Yisrael. Once you start the Baruch Atah, Toiv Ameitiv, Enech Nami, then you stop, you finish your benching, and Luchu Asav Bach Slach, you won't be Chayz at all, you won't say Yalav Yov at all. What exactly does it mean to say the fourth Baruch? The Meshavu seems to learn it means you say Baruch, Zehu, and according to all the Chayadim says you say Akel, you say the word Akel. But according to Mishmur, once you say Baruch, and you have a mind ready for the fourth bracha that says Chadas, and you finish your benching, and you can't go back. So now what about, this is all during the day. What about at night? Night, person, Rosh Hashanah, Lel Rosh Hashanah, is the same halacha, not the same halacha. So Rosh Sturmbach, in Shubas van Hagas, the Chelek Beis, he brings down from Shlomo Zalman Orbach, the town, that says, since on Lel Rosh Hashanah, there's a Sharet Tzin that says in Tavkuf Pei Beis, that a person, when he forgets Hamelcha Kadosh in davening, Balailo, what does he do? He does not go back. Why? Because he's not Makadosh HaKadosh Balailo, and maybe it's not Rosh Hashanah now. So therefore the Shaitzim brings down from Rav Avram Abali Patsbaler, that is the Avos Eishin in the back of Mishnayis, bring down from the Avos Eishin that holds, and Echlan, by Melcha Kadosh, by Rosh Hashanah, if you forget it by Balailo, you don't go back. Therefore, it says Rosh Sturmbach, from Shlomo Zalman, there's a letter from Shlomo Zalman that says, who didn't, by Yalav Yavai, Kuli Yalva, Evan agrees that he won't go back if he forgot to Yalav Yavai. Even the side of Al-Rabba side of Mokhid, Evan agrees he won't go back. Shmir Shabbos Kulchosoi, the example from Shlomo Zalman Orvach, same person, and says that, Kuli Yalva, Evan agrees, but likely you do go back, Kuli Yalva. Why? Because the Mishavua says, the whole reason the Mokhid of Roman says that you not go back by Yalav Yavai is because the Goinim say, the mitzvah of the past. Says the Mishnah Berurah. However, by Laila the Kuli Alma is also the fast. The Vad Avalel Shalosh Shana, Avalel Shalosh Shana, Bavad also the Anes. The Kuli Alma and agrees also the fast. Says Mir Shabbos Kol Chosay. Shlomo Zalman says the Kuli Alma. Avad you go back by Laila. So, for all, both of them have letters from Shlomo Zalman. Both wrote, told them, both said to Stira. After Motzi Koshav Ashlishi Yachir Beneim, they said to Zepir Halacha and Tinyana Birur Halacha. He has a letter that Shlomo Zalman wrote to him, and also I saw Machzor Mefurish that he writes also to him in the beginning, and he says, Shlomo Zalman writes, and says that he was Chayzer, and Echlami, the beginning he said like Rav Sturmbach. Even though I looked later on with Sturmbach's farm, he didn't change, he leaves it out there, and he says, never be Chayzer. But he wrote to these people, he wrote to Binyamin Zilber, and he wrote to Machzor Mefurish of Weingarten, and he told him, Echlami, at the beginning I said what I said, Echlami, you should not be chayzer b'layla kuli alma. However, maskani he holds b'layla kuli alma. You do chayzer. You do go back. So even though, again, during the day the chur self of bach you don't go back. B'layla kuli alma, you do go back. What do you do with the taino or the avos eisin that says the melcha kodesh don't go back? So Shlomo Zalman explains. He brings down the Moshe also in Chelik Aleph Siman Kuf Ayin that says the whole pshat in the avos eisin that says you do not go back the melcha kodesh. Is why do we say Melcha Kodesh? It's Yom HaDin. Al Din Shaboy, we say Melcha Kodesh. The Gemara Rosh Hashanah says that the only time this din, when the Bezal Shomat is Mekadesh, then this din in Bezal Shomailo. So it's totally in Bezal Shomat, not Mekadesh Chodesh Balailo. That's why we say Melcha Kodesh Al Din. What is the Yal of Yavai inventing? It's nothing to do with din, it has to do with Yontif. It's Yontif. Nothing to do with Mekadesh Chodesh, not Mekadesh Chodesh. Right now it's Yontif. Therefore, it says, if Shlomo Zalman Lekula Amar Vali, you would go back Balailo. And this also, the Salim, Shlomo Zalman, the Shuas Yaakov, the Shulchan Aruch Rav, Tila Dovid, Mishas Yavid, the same Bracha, Elof Makir, they all say, Balailo, the Kuli Alma, you go back. So again, even though Shlomo Zalman, he has a Havi the Maskono, but again, all the other places say, clearly, Balailo, the Kuli Alma, you do go back. Let's say Rosh Hashanah is doing Bechol. Question that you asked before, let's say Rosh Hashanah comes out this year on Shabbos. What do you do? So, the chumash should be telling on this halacha. The Goyim say it's a mitzvah to fast Rosh Hashanah. Let's say Rosh Hashanah comes on Shabbos. Is it a mitzvah to fast or not? So the Mishmur brings down that says the aim masiv tainus l'tanisoi is la dafka b'chol even on Shabbos. The person, if he fasts on Shabbos, you don't have to masiv tainus l'tanisoi. Meaning be'etim there's no chiyuv to eat on Shabbos or Rosh Hashanah. Say Rosh Hashanah loch the Goyim there's no chiyuv to eat, and say on Shabbos there's no chiyuv to eat. Shabbos Rosh Hashanah there's no chiyuv to eat. Only around the chiyuv. If you have to make a tainus l'tanisa, you did an aveiro. So you have to tshuva and do another tainus. However, on Shabbos Rosh Hashanah, the Mishmur says there's no chiv to do a tainus l'tanisa, meaning that there's no chiv to eat on Shabbos Rosh Hashanah. So it should come out of cheshbon that let's say this year, during the morning, a night of Adi Yechozer because you have a chiv to eat, but during the morning, you forgot to say. Let's say you even said the Yalav Yavai, you forgot to say Rusei. Forgot to say Rusei. So should you go back and not l'chur in cheshbon, since you have a right not to eat in cheshbon, l'chur you should not have a chiv to go back and not bench over. Even though all year round would say you would have to go back for Rosh Hashanah, l'chur you would not have to go back for. That should come out on cheshbon. So I started looking to see anyone says it. So first I found the Radiance of Shabbos article. He says very clearly that Sai Shabbos comes out on Rosh Hashanah, since after say you have to be chayzer. He sends it to my Makoris. He has to be chosen for Al Shabbos. And if we say Al Yavoi, once you chosen for Shabbos, you say Al Yavoi. But no, you're right. So Al Yavoi, you don't go back, he says. He says, Al Yavoi, don't go back. However, Rosh Hashanah comes out on Shabbos, then you have to go back for a day, and you say Al Yavoi. He says it very clearly. So, in Makoris, he sends me to, I'm not clear that exactly says it. Then I found that to Gabriel, he said the same thing. Also go back in Shabbos. Even though for Rosh Hashanah you won't, but for Shabbos you would go back. Shabbos Rosh Hashanah. And then also I found in the Nesiv as a Sefer, Derech HaChaim, in Hilchos Berachos HaMazon, Ois Zayin, the Nesiv already, he writes the same thing. He said, clearly you go back for it. In Cheshbon, I don't know why. And if anyone can please tell me why you should be able to go back, I'm not sure why. But they say clearly in Echnami, you do go back if you've got to say what you say on Shabbos. But look at Zorchi and why.
Now that you want
it, now you don't feel him, and enough to be Mahayat. Neither case you're Masana. You ate a whole meal, but Sai Rosh Hashanah ate a meal and Sai Shabbos ate a meal. And the same halacha is not made to Tainus Latinisa, that means you did nothing wrong. Yet for Rosh Hashanah, you wanted to go back, for Yalav Yavoi, you won't have to, it's a yeah. Oh, so maybe the Tziv holds that. Could be, but except the problem he's saying, Avalaila Rosh Hashanah, but I'm sorry. I feel Chava Shabbos, who's he quoting? Close Paiskim. You can tell me any kind. It could be he argues on this chelik and makes him tainus l'tanisa. It's still shiltas. They're two different machsois. Especially because the goyish tzaddik going, he says that shiltas hold is a chag. I think he's right. The tzir says the shiltas is not a chag. I think it's what Pshat the shiltas says. He says one time it is, one time it's not. If you can answer the lower said before, and he means one out carbon and one means out simcha. Won't be a stira. But then he'll best hold it is a chag. Right. So over here it said the Kulam and Mutal Sanas on Rosh Hashanah until Chatzos. Everyone agrees he's allowed to. Even though it's not the Kulam, the Goyin argues. It says even the Shabbos is allowed to. Or even the Shabbos is not allowed to. So I don't know why it should make a difference. So forget, you're saying Kodim, so you're saying the Nala fast, that's my Shabbos Rosh Hashanah. You're saying Kashra Mishabu. Mishabu says, A mate of Tainus Lutan Yisai, it's giving Maisa one out. We see this more Chomer Shabbos Rosh Hashanah. Fine, if the Tziv holds, not like the Mishabu, I'm sorry, if the Tziv holds, not like the Mishabu, won't be a Kashra. L'chul Alochim, you hold like the Mishabu, which again, the Netek Avril or the Radius of Shabbos should hold like, they go in with the Mishabu, L'chul, they should not have to go back to Ritzai. Could be an Erechan, the Tzivis could argue, but then you can't pass like the Tzivis, you go against the Mishabu, pass this. Fine. Another thing by a Suda, this the Suda again mentioned before, and Dalf four times during the year, person when he buys a behemoth from a from someone selling a behema, he has to tell him he sold the mother or the daughter. So over there, Ben Gershom says why? Because he says even Rosh Hashanah is a chiyuv simchan Rosh Hashanah. Ben Gershom says clearly chiyuv olim tovim who are in the Rosh Hashanah. Tosfos in the Avodah Zarah says a different reason. He says the reason why we eat basa in Rosh Hashanah more than other yom tovim. He says because siman yafa, just like we do kama simanim in Gemara Hayyus and Gemara Krisus. On Rosh Hashanah, who din, we eat basa out of siman yafa. Who it's not better mystery of simach legecha. It just means why is the chiyuv more on Rosh Hashanah more than all the days of Sukkot? The Ayvus and Siddur says that the chiyuv to be marv and suda leil Rosh Hashanah more than the days of Sukkot. Sukkot says the Torah of Tzemach B'chagecha. And says the Yaivis, based upon this Gemara, there's more of a chiyuv to be marv and suda on leil Rosh Hashanah. And the Mishmur of Gzal Alach, in Topkum Choftes, he says also, there's more of a chiyuv to be marv and suda on leil Rosh Hashanah than on Sukkot Be'etzim. What? The Yaivis says leil, I think. If I remember this. It's Omud Reish Tezvav. The Mishmur doesn't say the word leil. Because according to the Laila, everyone agrees he came fast. According to the Laila, everyone agrees he came fast. So the day is Machloik, it might be an Indian during the day more. It's not Yom HaDin until during the day. It's only, the Laila is only no Yom HaDin. Yeah, but again, you should not, maybe they too much, and they ate then years and then. Yeah, as long as they don't, of course, the same thing, the should be the same thing as Yain. Taisa says the Mishavur Shartzim brings it down, Tovah Chavtas. So to have more, to explain the Pasuk, L'chu'och Moshmanim is to be, the year should be shomein, should be fanning and juicy, Mishma, Mamtakim should be a sweet year. So that Pasuk, the Mishnah, the Shaiti, and Tavkum Chavtas, brings down Taisa, Shita, that says, Al Simon Yofo. That's why you should be Marvin Suda, Al Simon Yofo. I mean, you should be Makatin Suda. You saw today the Netta Gavil said you shouldn't have a dessert, ice cream, or chocolate. Chura, it's not like the Mishavura holds, you should be Marba and Suda, and you should mamash have more than Sukkot. Al Simon Yofo, Al Simonim, we do a Kama Tvorim, we bring them to the table, and we say the Yerotzen. As the Minig went to the Yerotzen, the three different Minhagim. One is to say first the Yerotzen, then to say the Bracha, then to eat it. That's Rav Sturmbach says his minig, first full minig is. The Mishapur, the Magen Avraham says, Farkaret, first you make a Bracha, then you eat it, then you say the Yerotzen. The third minig, you make a Bracha, you say the Yerotzen, then you eat it. I think the Lubavitchers do that. The Magen Avraham brings it down, he says you should do Lechatchilo, even though it's not Ma'akim. So again, we have three sheets, either Yerotzen beforehand, then you make a Bracha, or you say Bracha, then you say Yerotzen, then you eat it. Or you bracha, you eat it, and then you say you rotzen. The other nachmina of the different hagim is the rotzen. The Mishavur says you say Hashem's name. It says very clearly, you say you rotzen mochanecha Hashem alakayim alakayim v'sai. However, the Shulchan Aruch Rav, the Kishulchan Aruch, Chachmas Odom, or the Sefer himself, they're not meant to say Hashem's name. Als Issa Vadi is not meant to say Hashem's name. The Zosha Bracha says the Vadi la say Hashem's name. However, the different hagim elu v'elu divil kim chayim. In which case? The middle of the meal depends, you would have to make a bracha. And things are not, it's not chilek of the suit, you would have to make a bracha. If you bring an apple in the middle of the meal, you'll make a eitz. Yeah. That's it. In your own house, your parents, they bring the apple after I'm waiting and they make a eitz. If the chilek of the suda, right, you were not. The licha shloimo in Moedim, he brings down these things, he brings down whatever, barren carrots, he says, or carrot and other things. He says, if the chilek of the suda, right, he says, you would not make a, he says, Shlomo Zalman, the other one argued, but Shlomo Zalman says, if the chilek of the suda, you would eat a derech of the suda, you would not make a brach on it. Enicham, you wouldn't. Now, just explain what the machlek is, at least, why some people say the yuatzin first, and some people say the bracha first. Why should be one over another? So there's a Gemara that says that la'olam yisad adam shvachu shel makom v'achak kach yispalo. First he just gives shvach to shvachu, and afterwards he davens. Marshal by Shmonesrei, we have a kashas in the middle. For the first three brachas, we're saying shvach to Hashem. Okay, l'gadol l'gibor v'neiro. We're saying shvach to Hashem. First say shvach, then b'kasha. Slichus also the same thing. First before slichus say ashrei shvach to Kadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore, the Chavadas, the Chelegalof, Badi Sef, brings down from Karma Koimis, that's Pshat, why people say first the Bracha, eat it, and then they say Yerotzen. Why? The Bracha is what? Shvach Hashem, Baruch Atah Hashem, Baruch Priya Eitz. We are giving Shvach to Kadosh Baruch Hu. And afterwards we say, then about Kosher, Yerotzen. Says the Badi Sef, that's the Moshe, that's the Makar, why Yidden are different from Goyim by drinking. Why? Goyim, when they drink, let's say, they, each one gets a case of wine, they first, they look at the glasses, they say cheers, and then they drink. Klaisol, the minig is mamash haker. First you make a bracha, you get a case, make a bracha, a gofen, you drink it, and then you say l'chaim. So the Vadi Sef, why? He brings down again from the curse, Uli Rachoinim. Why? Because first you say, Shvach Vador to Kodesh Baruch Hu, and then you say, Bakosh to Kodesh Baruch Hu, l'chaim, to life, l'simcho, be b'simcho. But Klaisol, we first say Shvach, and then we say Bakosh. So by l'chaim, we make a bracha, we drink, and then we say l'chaim, then we say b'simcho. Who didn't that's a pshat by Yiratzen, why people first say a bracha, then they say, they eat it, and then they say the Yiratzen, the first say a shvach, then you give a Yidara Kaddish, then you say a bracha, a bakasha to a Kaddish Baruch Hu.
How far is the Tehillah Chayim first?
Sorry?
How far is the Tehillah Chayim first?
No, I don't know. He brings it down from Vadi Sef, from early Makaris. I don't know. No, if people know the Ramam Chayim, so that's they do. People don't know, they do like Goyim. Whoever does otherwise, they see Goyim do otherwise.
I don't know.
Look at Chavadah, see how that's really right. Again, he's being early Achmanim to say this. Not himself. It's Chel Galus. I the Maisa, why the minig that people are Shremach of Maisa, brings the minig like Karak, he first says the Yiratzen, and then he says the Bracha. So in the Sechemed, he also brings down this concept that first he says Shvach by Dov, first he says Shvach by Shvach, and then he says Bakosha by the Simonim. However, he says, Maisa, it's Milvah Tudah. He weighed out Marev, he weighed out Kiddush, he weighed out Tisadoy, he weighed out Moiti, he said Shvach already. You did a Shvach. Now you're middle. You're middle. Said Echonami, you said Yiratzen. They can say a Bracha afterwards. But Avad even agrees to the concept, you first have to say Shvach, then Bakosha. But the Sechemet says, you already said Shvach. You said Al Tisadoy, you said Kiddush, that's all the Shvach. And therefore, then you say, therefore, you can say Yiratzen first. That's where the two monogam came from, Elu. People are different monogam.
That's
not
have nothing to do with the
Bakashas. So what? Shmonesrei, the first three has nothing to do with Bakashas.
No, it's what we
you said Shvach.
The
can say that without even eating it, you can say the Yiratzen, right? The one who says is looking at it, and the person being now, don't eat it, can just look at it and say Yiratzen. So no chiv say Yiratzen, you have to eat it beside the Yiratzen. Batim can look at it and say the Yiratzen. And after being a partial halacha, let's say a person goes down, he goes to kaisel, downs to somebody. So people, they start akoshes right away to the kaisel. L'chur, you should not do that. But that's him, you start off saying shvach. I think the first capital of Tehillim, that capital itself is shvach. You have to start saying, oh, shvach. Anytime you ask a shvach or something, you start with shvach, and then you say bakosha.
This is why they
say
that
they bring it down, because the two brings it down, that's the two Gemara's, the one Gemara increases, the one Gemara hurries, one says eating it, one says seeing it. We show them, some say one say another, and the Shemanach doesn't eat it. But the Pesach says, if you don't, or Shemach says, if you don't want to eat it, or Pesach Chuvah is being down, Pesach don't want to eat it, you don't like the taste, look at it, stack a little over, it's good enough. Could be the two different Gemara's, two different ones, the Simonim are, could be one's for stack, one's for eating. I the Gemara's.
Why does it not matter? You make the eggs, then
that's good. He is going on all of them. It's not that he's going dark on honey. He's going on the floor. He's not. I don't think he's going all cases. Why not? Again, Magen Avraham also, they're going all the Yiratzen. Why not go with the Purach and the Vash? Again, this Sekumah was mentioned. Rosh Hashanah Zechag and Azbet with Machloikis, Meshvuah, certainly holds the Chag. And the Sekem Lalof will find the Chag. Even though you find sometimes Rosh Hashanah is called a Moyed, the Chur could be called a Moyed relative after the Korban, the Chagiga does not have, therefore it's called a Moyed, but the Etzim, it is a Chag. So therefore, Basel L'chur, you should have Atzvah Samach L'gecha. Even if it's not a Chag, again, the Pasuk in Nehemiah says, L'chur Ichlu Shemanim, Shemanim Pashas means Basel, you should go eat it. The Mishnah of Mephorsh in Chulin says, Avrok Mashon, to eat Basel, so Basel should have Begodim. Again, either Atzvah Samach L'gecha, but I guess you got a Reuben. Reuben told me, we'll say Marakoyin, he says, Machol, you the place can buy something small, why don't you go buy something? Someone told me that if Chaim cries with, you have to buy something for your wife. So he told, so he looked at him, I don't know Mishnah Berurah, it's a force of Mishnah Berurah, it's a machtav hagekah, you're trying to challenge me? Well, it's Mishnah Berurah, what do you want? So also, the Mendelbaum says Bracha has a safe on Simcha, you also bring down from Scheinberg to buy something for your wife, that's him. So about again, like a Rabbi David said, what about, can't get, you have a schos l'chol pachas walking into Yom HaDin. Out marriage l'chur, you can get married in Rosh Hashanah, out to Samachim v'chayecha, out to Yalav Yovo, what do you do? So Baruch HaTah, we say Baruch HaTah Yechoyse, say Baruch HaTah Hashem l'chur k'un mishbu yisei l'mdein yom k'kecha. Say Baruch HaTah Hashem b'inei, you finish off and then you say the special bracha of special bracha. Once you start the fourth bracha, l'chur atzav bachs l'achol yinachoyzer, that's during the day, and at night, v'ad yorachoyzer, l'achol. It would say if you miss during the day, in Cheshbon, I would say not to go back over. The place can say you do go back. Tzorachin. The Yerushim different Hogim when you say it before or afterwards, you say Hashem's name, not say Hashem's name, Elu Ve'elu. However, the reason why some say the bracha first, I'll saying Bakosho, saying Shvach before Bakosho. Meister, it is Yimei Adin, and Rav Helman, I heard him say a couple times that a person's life, Bez Hashem will have 120 Yimei Adins. The most important Yimei Adin that a person can have is when he's a Bacher, before he goes out. That's the most important Yimei Adin that's going to affect you the rest of your life. This is the Ikki Yimei Adin that you're going to have. Why? So he tells that, true, when you go on Shaduchim, you can try to find your Zivug. Whatever you want. But he sees that the Ikki is Mamash, the Tefillah, the Kosh Baruch Hu, and the Ikki is all, it's all Kobede Shemayim. People try, and Avada Shtal is the right thing to do. But Maisa, your wife, whatever you get, that's going to be effective the next 100 years. This is it. This is it. Mamash Yimei Adin. You can try whatever you want, but this is Mamash Unapacha. It's Chaim V'Moves B'Yodoy. It's Mamash B'Yodoy. It's Yimei Adin now. And if a person says, when I was a Bacher, I heard this Shmuz from him, when this is Yimei Adin, and Mamash, you have to work on this Yimei Adin, especially before you're going out, and Dam Nekash Baruch Hu, to get the correct Zivik, the one who will give you Chaim, the Chaim Unetzach, and Tak V'Zeicho, to L'Shon Toiv M'Sukho, Ksiv Ksimu Toivo. Yeah.